I'm joined by Charles Lister, analyst at IHS Jane's Terrorist and Insurgency Center. Charles, the Washington Post reports that 2,000 Hezbollah fighters are massed outside Aleppo. Do you think it's credible that Hezbollah could be involved in a battle for Aleppo as well as Qusayr?
Well, I think as with many conflicts, such as we see in Syria right now, where we've got multiple actors and extreme difficulties in getting multiple media reports, it is difficult to tell for certain. I have to say, when I first saw the report, I was, as your question implies, I was quite surprised. We've obviously seen Hezbollah forces fighting alongside the military in extremely heavy battles in and around the town of Al-Qusayr for 3-4 weeks now. So yes, in some respects, it was certainly surprising to hear reports that Hezbollah had deployed up to 2,000, and I myself have also seen reports of 4,000 to the north of Aleppo city. Having said that, it's not impossible. There are certain routes which it may be able to take, specifically, probably, most likely, along the western coastal routes up through Tartus and Latakia. So, I mean, it is feasible that Hezbollah forces could reach the area. But in many respects, it's a hell of a risk to bring one's forces up that far, certainly into areas of the country where the opposition has a lot more power. And a lot more influence. The two villages within which the Hezbollah fighters are alleged to be would make perfect sense if the report is credible. The villages of Zahra and Nubal are very well known for being relatively isolated centres of Shia Muslim presence in Aleppo Governorate. To underline that, I think it is very hard to tell, but it's certainly possible.
And if this was confirmed, how significant do you think it is?
Well, I think in terms of the sort of the operational impact that such forces might have on the battle for Aleppo, again, it is hard to tell. I think the most significant thing one would take from it, if it was confirmed, is that it really does underline that the Hezbollah leadership has sort of essentially will have laid out all of its cards and has staked all claims on winning the battle for Syria alongside forces loyal to President Assad. Fighting along near and along the border for of Lebanon sort of tells you one thing, but if Hezbollah genuinely has moved its forces all the way up into northern Aleppo, it really does underline that they're utterly determined to help win this battle. It's quite a risk to move their forces up there, as I said earlier, and so doing so does certainly suggest sheer determination on their behalf.
Could the rebels cope with fighting Hezbollah on two major fronts?
Sure. Well, from a military standpoint, Hezbollah forces are extremely well trained, and so I think in some respects one can sort of rely on them having much smaller numbers than the rebel forces. So the rebel forces in Aleppo city would far outnumber 2,000, for example, and would also probably far outnumber the numbers one would get by combining the military forces and Hezbollah. But nonetheless, I think if they did end up being involved in the fight in the urban areas of Aleppo city, I think they would certainly have an impact on the conflict, and quite feasibly give some extent of advantage back to the military forces there. It does seem from the last, from some activist reports in the area from the last 3 or 4 days that the military itself, possibly backed by pro-government militias, have already launched an offensive, though limited at this point, from the north and the west of the city. And that does suggest sort of, that sort of fits with other unverified reports I've heard recently, that the Hezbollah forces north of Aleppo are sort of from the group's more elite units, and that would tend to maybe make some sense, that the military would go in first and then Hezbollah would provide the sort of the pinpoint to the offensive.
Do you think it makes some external involvement, Israeli involvement, perhaps any more likely or less likely?
I think at this point Israel is going to be fairly hesitant to get itself much more involved than it already has been just through airstrikes. The Syrian conflict, as most people know, has shown itself to be incredibly complex in nature, and the sheer number of actors and the number of types of actors with differing objectives shows that it's a bit of a mess for any country to get involved in, never mind Israel. So yeah, I feel like that's probably relatively unlikely, at least at this point.
And does it suggest a big gamble for Hezbollah? I heard it described as that this move is sort of shifting it from being a resistance movement to being a sort of sectarian militia. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think very much so. And I think from looking at the statements by Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, over the last maybe 3, 4, 5 months, I think what we've steadily seen throughout those statements as time has passed is that he's essentially realized now that in backing Assad, Hezbollah has underlined its role as a sort of a Shia fighting force, determined to back its historical allies in the region. And you know, obviously if we step back maybe 4 or 5 years, Hezbollah was an incredibly popular movement across much of the Arab world, Sunni and Shia, through its role as a sort of a resistance force against Israel. Its role in backing the Assad government and in many respects, as you suggest, turning strictly sectarian, has seen its popularity throughout the Arab world fall rather steeply. And so, yeah, as a result of that, yes, it's a risk going in, but in many respects, it's sort of played all of its cards already in terms of identifying itself as a Shia movement, willing to back actors like President Assad. So it's a risk, but it's a risk that which pretty much they had to take in many respects.
Okay, Charles, thanks very much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much.